Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Amy Schumer has been all over the news because she was posting pictures of herself, and people were quick to jump in the messages and say that there's something wrong with her. Turns out they were right. Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, this story is kind of crazy because people were saying that there was something wrong, and then there was.
The media can be so critical of women and women's bodies. And I think now that social media is everywhere and we see pictures of everybody doing everything from going to the grocery store to literally going to the bathroom, if you have like a change in your appearance, people are going to notice right away. And that's what happened. She was doing press for her new show, Life and Beth, and there was like a media firestorm. You know, she looked like something was wrong, but you're exactly right. Something is wrong. And she's suffering from something called Cushing syndrome.
What is Cushing syndrome?
My dog has it, right? I know it sounds crazy, but my dog has Cushing's. And it's got something to do with your body developing too much cortisol.
That's exactly right. So Cushing syndrome happens when the body has too much of the hormone cortisol for a long period of time. And this can result from the body making too much of this hormone or from taking medicines that are called glucocorticoids, which affect the way the body like metabolizes cortisol. So Raven's dog definitely has endogenous Cushing syndrome. Something inside the dog's body is making too much cortisol. When it comes to Amy Schumer, she has been taking synthetic steroids over a period of time. And as a result, she has something called exogenous, which just is a fancy word for outside the body, exogenous Cushing syndrome.
So if you get something like this, how do you know? What are the warning signals? Obviously, people looked at her and they were like, there's something, her face looks off. And that was kind of what triggered it.
Well, they were talking about how puffy she was. And
yeah.
This is part of the tricky thing, because I don't know about with people, but in dogs,
it
triggers like an insatiable hunger, basically.
So, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, that could cause an effect here. Like, you could be swelling, but you could also be eating.
That's interesting about the dog, actually. Does the dog's face look puffier, Raven?
You know, I don't know. He's got a full beard. He's got too much hair.
So what are some warning signs besides being puffy?
All right. So these are some of the red flags. So if you notice that you have weight gain specifically in your face, in medicine they call it moon face. Your face really sort of looks circular and very, very round. And so Amy Schumer definitely has that. If you notice, if you compare pictures of what she looks like now to what she looked like the last time, Life and Beth, for the last season, her face looks totally different. Also, weight gain in the trunk with thin arms and legs. So you have like a lot of thickness in the trunk and abdomen area,
right,
and the chest area, but the arms and legs aren't affected at all. Another thing is called a buffalo hump, which is a fatty lump between the shoulders. And another symptom would be acne, slow wound healing, thin, frail skin that bruises easily, and then pink or purple stretch marks on the stomach, hips, thighs, breasts, or underarms. Increased appetite is another symptom of Cushing, so similar to Raven's dog. A lower sex drive, difficulty getting pregnant, muscle weakness, tiredness, depression, anxiety, and these may be secondary symptoms as well.
Is it normal the first thing I did was get my phone and get to the camera, put it in selfie mode, and look at my face and try to see if I look like a moon? The first thing I did. I feel like every time you hear about these new diseases, you can't believe that there's another one, and it's another different one that you've never heard of before.
Well, I just, you know, long-term effects with Cushing's, I don't know what they would be for Amy Schumer. Again, I think a lot depends on why it is that she's getting it. She's getting this outside source or the trigger for this. You know, is that something they can pull back on by changing her medications and steroid usage now?
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you, Jenna. You want to learn more about Dr. Jennifer Wider? You can head to her website, drwider.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.